Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Hopefully by now you have heard about the documentary 2,000 Mules, and you've seen it. The film is conclusive proof that the 2020 election was stolen and that the rightful president of the United States is Donald Trump. While there were likely thousands more mules, the 2,000 mules were operating in the four states that were stolen in the election that flipped it away from Trump. Those would include Georgia and Pennsylvania. So as our families, neighbors, and friends start to learn that election 2020 was stolen, the next question is what to do about it. Stolen elections have serious consequences because the more time that passes by, the more damage is done to the very threads of society, civility, and culture. If we decide to move on and do nothing, then more stealing will happen in the future, and more groups will become disenfranchised. We all need to demand our states dump Dominion software, return to in-person voting, and perhaps the most important, every voting precinct needs to require voter ID to cast a vote. But most importantly, we need to come together and demand that the rightful president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, be returned to office without delay. Doing the right thing, it's not always easy, and it will come as a shock to many, but the sanctity of our election process very much on the line right now. What is an election anyway? When we think about historically a group of people, how they decide who should be in charge, for human beings so often this process involves the use of force involving armies, warlords, mafia muscle, intimidation, etc. The process of having an election is meant to be wholesome and an event where the views of the majority are represented while protecting the rights of the minority. Proper elections are just as necessary for the civil society as having full stocked shelves of food in our grocery stores, available affordable gasoline, and a strong border, just as important. The fact that our latest presidential election was stolen cuts right to the heart of the question of whether we're still holding our society together or about to come apart at the seams. America has had quite a run, and what a terrible waste to turn back toward great depressions and shortages when we are literally on the cutting edge of new tech and information sharing technology that could propel mankind forward. I would so much rather see a future of promise with people colonizing Mars and working together in economic harmony on Earth and embracing the future than I would to see us suffering the poverty and the disaster that would come from a continued Biden depression and civil strife. Whoever stole the election for Biden does not have America's best interest at heart, as he has done literally nothing good for this country. This has been Anthony Mantova with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.